Welcome, Mr. Scott Mai. Welcome to Sports Sharks tonight. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, doing great.
You know, this, I'm sorry, this, the podcast is Scott Mai's and everybody else. Scott Mai's picks and everybody else.
We're already heading year three, same champion. This is concerning.
Yes, sir. Well, it's only week four, but we have a new leader on the scoreboard, a leaderboard.
Woo.
It is Mr. Scott Mai. So how's your week been going?
It's been going good, man. Flying by.
It has, man.
Yeah, flying
It's been
by.
going by so fast. I'm not even sure what's the big news topic sports-wise this week.
I've been playing college football a lot, and I've been doing good there too. So college football is happening. Do UFC wise, always paying attention to that. You can talk about anything, man. I'm a sports guy.
Well, to me, like the more interesting news this past week was college football, with Deion Sanders and his Colorado Bucks coming back down to earth, getting spanked by Oregon.
I knew Oregon was gonna win that game. I told my buddy, he was like, "Should I bet Colorado?" I told him, "Don't do it." He didn't listen to me in Vegas. He went anyways and just lost. I told him it was gonna be a horrible game.
Well, I mean, Oregon was favored by 21.
Yes.
That I mean, taking Colorado with the points is not a bad bet, but yeah, they were down by what, 30 by halftime or something. It's like, wow,
It was not a bad bet, which is why it's a bad bet.
yeah,
It's too easy. It's not gonna work out.
and then did you happen to catch the Oregon, I mean the Notre Dame Ohio State game?
Yeah, I did. I was watching that game. But one of my buddies picked it, and then as I told you, the night game, the Arizona State versus USC, Arizona State had 34 points spread spot. I picked Arizona State, and it was a close game the
Yeah, wow. Oh yeah, let's talk about how I lost a lot of money picking the Cowboys last week. Oh my God. I hate the Cowboys, man.
Stay away from them. I'm pretty embarrassed from picking the Falcons too. The Falcons seems like a Joe bet, and I fell for it, so.
Yeah, but I mean the Cowboys against the Arizona Cardinals and Arizona, I mean, from start to finish, to control the game, but hurting on them.
They've been covering the spread, that's for sure.
I know. I thought Arizona wanted Caleb Williams, man. They have to try and
But that's how they're messing up the betting world by doing some crazy stuff.
speaking of Justin Fields, I've been hearing talk, you know, that he's, I mean, he's doing. He's not progressing. He's not getting better. He's actually looking worse than last year. That they might, if they he doesn't improve by this week, they might just bench him and start, you know, going for the Caleb Williams sweepstake.
I'm not a fan of him. They can do whatever they want. It's just hard. I'm not a fan of Justin Fields. It's just hard being a Chicago Bears fan. I'm not, but like watching the games that I do watch, it's just I can't imagine them beating my team.
No, I'm just surprised with like Justin Fields. It's like I've seen him in Ohio State, and he was throwing the ball, slinging here and there. But in the pros, it's just like he's like a deer in a headlight.
That's college, sir.
He can't process it and make the decision.
Even last year when he was scoring a lot of fantasy points, it was all running. So I'm like, when it like that's not gonna last forever.
Yeah, well, the thinking last year, but he was running for his life because he had no receivers. And now they got him receivers, and
Sure.
he's not making, you know, the passes.
Yeah, sure. That's
And
true.
he's not running because he wants to prove he's a quarterback. So he's not doing anybody any good.
Well, I need him to start like throwing the ball to DJ more, a little bit more.
Yes, you do, sir. That trade between us might actually become like a wash because I hear Jerry Jeudy's injured again or something. That dude's always injured.
Who's the other receiver I gave you?
Gabriel Davis. Now
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
he has some good games every now and then.
Yeah, he came on strong last year in the second half.
Yeah, good wide receiver too.
We have a special guest in the background. She might give a pick or two. Name is
Welcome.
Giggles Megan T Takahashi.
I need more competition.
All right. Let's see what you got. All right, so let's review last week's picks. I came in at 1-3. This would be my worst week of the season. I'll let you know that. I took the Titans plus 3.5 versus the Browns and lost. I took the Rams plus 2.5 versus the Bengals and lost. I took the Eagles versus the Bucks over 46 and lost. And my saving grace was the Steelers versus the Raiders under 44 for the Sunday night game and won. My overall record now is 6-5-1 for a 56.5 winning percentage. You came in last week at 2-2. You took the Texans plus 9.5 versus the Jags. That was a nice win. You took the Falcons plus 3.5 versus the Lions and lost. The Bucks plus 4.5 versus the Eagles and lost. And for the Monday night game, you took the, I mean, the Sunday night game, you took the Steelers versus the Raiders under 44 and won. You are now 7-5 for a 58% winning percentage.
That's crazy. Like, it's still the season's still so long. Like, this number can sway drastically.
Oh, yeah, you're only up by one game over me.
Yeah, it's so close though.
Viet, he went 3-1. He airmailed his picks. He took the Lions minus 3.5 versus the Falcons and won. The Seahawks minus 6 versus the Panthers and won. The Patriots minus 2.5 versus the Jets and won. And the Raiders minus 2.5 versus the Steelers on Sunday night. He lost. He is now 6-6. He made a comeback, and his overall winning percentage is 50%. The Jets, man, Zach Wilson, he is looking terrible.
He is terrible. He's not looking terrible. He is terrible. And they just can't let him go just because they drafted him so high. And they drafted Aaron, they got Aaron Rodgers, so he's just like a safety net. They weren't hoping to play him, obviously, but look what happened.
Yeah, they need to they just gotta cut bait and just say, hey, we made a mistake and move on and sign another quarterback, or their season is lost.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
And that's terrible, man, because they had so much potential before the season started.
Potential,
So,
don't cut it.
yeah. All right, so should I go with my picks first since I had the worst record?
Yes.
I'm scared. I'm scared. All right. So the first game, I'm gonna take the Bucks versus the Saints. I think the over and under. What's the over and under? Do you know?
Bucks and Saints, I'll look it up for you.
Over
40 and a half, sir.
40. Okay, I'm gonna take the under. That's a divisional game. The Bucks and the Saints, they always play each other pretty tough. This year, they both of them have a pretty good defense. And David Carr is actually injured, so Jameis Winston is going to be playing this week. So I think it's just going to be, you know, one of those rock 'em sock 'em, bloody each other up, low scoring game. My next game, I'm taking the battle of the losers. I'm taking the Broncos -3 versus the Chicago Bears. This is going to be the bounce back game for Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. This is actually going to be Russell Wilson's last chance. If he doesn't win this week, he's benched. And that's it for his career. And then we talked about a little earlier, the Bears, they're in disarray with Justin Fields. You know, he's playing terrible, and I think he has not generated any offense. So the Broncos actually have some offense in them. They just got embarrassed last week, but they'll bounce back and beat the Bears. And then my l last game, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm taking the Cowboys -7 versus the Patriots. Kind of like with the Broncos and the Bears, it's a bounce back game for the Cowboys. Usually when they lose, and especially when they get embarrassed the next week, they come back and they play pretty good. They play strong. So that's what I'm hoping for. And let's see if their defense responds to the challenge. So I'm taking the Bucks versus Saints over 40 and a half. I mean, under 40 and a half. The Broncos -3 versus the Bears, and the Cowboys -7 versus the Pats.
Not
Tell me
bad.
how you like
I think my favorite pick of yours is going to be the Cowboys pick. I would agree. If I'm going to pick one, it would be the Cowboys game too. I think they're responding 7 points to the Patriots bounce back game, whatever you want to call it. But it's enough points where people would pick the Patriots, and I think the Cowboys will cover. The Bucks and Saints game, it makes sense that it would go under.
too many of these
So,
are.
no, I'll tell you. I mean, those two. I started with those two. You know, I got to end off with some negativity here, and that's going to be your third pick, which is the Broncos. It's -3.5 from what I see. The Bears are getting the points at home. I don't like the Broncos at all. I think they're going to lose again this week. They're just really boo-boo to me for some reason. I mean, Russell Wilson, is it all really his fault too? I don't know. Like, what about the defense dropping seven, letting go 70 points too? Like, Sean Payton, he's not doing his job. They brought him in here, paid him a bunch of money. They expected him to win right away. It's gonna look really bad this week when they go 0-4. That's gonna be the NFL hot headlines right now. Like, Sean Payton in the hot seat, and I'm sure they just paid him a bunch of money, so I don't know how that works out. But it's the bigger news, which is the Broncos with a 0-4 season. I think that's going to be the headline. So,
So far you're liking me going 2-1.
yeah, I can see you going 2-1
One.
so far. Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like I said, Cowboys won for sure. Hitting. I like that pick.
Okay.
Good luck to you, man. Good luck to you. Cool. Well, now are you ready for some locks? I can go up.
Give me your cold stone locks.
I'm a man. This might be this is at least 3-1. Hopefully, this is my 4-0 week. But first game, I'm gonna take the Thursday night game. I got Detroit versus Green Bay. I'm gonna go ahead and take Green Bay. Like, Jordan Love, man, he knows how to win football games right now. I like what I'm seeing from Jordan Love. The fact that Detroit is going to Green Bay and spotting Green Bay points. Like, they're going to remember last season when Detroit came in and beat the Packers. They're not going to repeat that. Like, these teams will go back and forth just because how good they are. And so I like, look, even on your app, it says 63% of the people are betting on Detroit. And I love that. That means that Green Bay are the heavy underdogs. I'll gladly take them. Green Bay plus 1.5. Now, second game, I really like this pick too. I like this one more than my first pick, actually. So I like Washington plus 8.5. Eagles just blew out whoever they just played, the Bucks. They just blew them out. The Washington just got blown out by Buffalo. So, like, I think everyone's gonna bet on the Eagles to go ahead and handle their business and win by a bunch of points. But the same thing I told you last week, where Texas will win just because it's like a division rivalry and it doesn't make sense. These two teams will play each other close. If the Eagles win, maybe by, a score, but they won't cover the 8.5 points. So I'm highly confident that Washington will give them a good fight just because their defense is good enough to do that. Now, thirdly, this is a hard pick, which is why I'm going to take it. I am going to take the Buffalo Bills at home versus the Dolphins. Dolphins just came out 70 points, looking like the best team in the NFL at this point. I mean, it's kind of hard to say anyone that's better than them right now. Looks like they're clicking in all cylinders, but the game is at Buffalo right now, and Buffalo is a really good home team. I think a lot of people are going to bet on the Dolphins too, getting the 3 points. So, and like my eyes here, my recipe here, home team, underdog, even though they're giving away 3 points, like a lot of people are betting on the Dolphins, so I call them the underdog. I'm going to gladly take the Bills -3.
Well, you do like picking the tough teams. I would just stay away anything from when whoever the Dolphins play, because they're so unpredictable. I mean, they're so high scoring, and they can drop 70, or they can drop 40. So that's going to be a tough game. But it's they are a division rival. They will be playing up in Buffalo, so we shall see. I like the Washington plus 8.5 versus the Eagles. That's a lot to be given for to a team. And them being divisional rivalries, they should know each other pretty well. So I think, yeah, Washington won't be able to cover that spread. And then the Packers versus the Lions. I'm not a believer of the Packers yet, but you're getting 1.5 points. I think the Lions are just a better overall team, and they have, better offensive firepower. So if I had to pick, I'd take the Lions, but we shall see.
Yeah, they got, hopefully Christian Watson and Aaron Jones come back in the lineup and start. Packers have been playing with two key players injured, so I mean it should help if they're coming back in the lineup this week, which that's what I'm hoping for.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, that would definitely sway if they both come back and play.
Yeah, that Thursday night game, maybe.
Thursday night, man. Short week. Okay, for the Sunday night game, we have the Chiefs versus the Jets. Oh my God. This looked good
Sweet.
before the season started, but it's going to be a snoozer. 9.5 points. A lot of people would be scared of that, but I'm taking the Chiefs plus 9.5 versus the Jets. They have way too much firepower. The Jets have no offensive firepower. My only concern is if the Chiefs, are too confident and take it easy on the Jets and just kind of coast through the game and win by 7. But I'm going to take the Chiefs plus 9.5 versus the Jets.
Woo. Man, part of me wants to take the Jets, but it's just so hard to do with Zach Wilson. He's so sorry. I may just stick with the winning recipe here and just go with the under. Seems like the under has been hitting every week, and that's a safe recipe. So I'll take under 42.
All righty. That's a safer play than taking the Jets.
Yeah.
So this week, out of your four picks, what is your lock?
Actually, let me change my mind. Let me take the Jets. You're pretty close to me, where if I win, it's gonna mean a lot more because you definitely will lose. So let me take the Jets plus 9.5. Make this really fun.
All right, man. That's how you.
Big executive decisions here, being risky for the biscuit, and that's how you win right here.
You heard that, folks. He's taking the Jets. That would be like the upset. That would be a bigger upset than the Cardinals beating the Cowboys last week.
I didn't say they would win. I would say that they were going to play it close and just keep it close. That's it.
That is okay. I give you that. So, out of your four picks this week, what is your lock of the week?
Washington.
Washington, wow. I'm liking the Eagles, man, but
I know, absolutely. If I was playing a video game and I picked a better team, Eagles would be the better team always. But this is betting, man. This is NFL with this foolery. And the Eagles, they're not going to beat a division rival by 8.5 points, man. It's not how it works. It's not how the NFL works. These are all grown men.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and take that one to the bank.
All right. I keep that in mind. All right. Anything else on your mind for this week?
It should be good. Like I said, I like my picks right now. Feeling very good. And then the Jets pick here is a wild one, but watch what happens. I'll circle back with you next week and we can talk about it. But
Yes.
that's gonna I'm trying to create that gap from the rip. So
Yeah, 9.5 is a lot to give. So,
yeah.
but like I said, my only concern is that the Chiefs take them too lightly, and they're up by 10, and they start coasting, and the Jets kick a field goal and cover the spread.
I feel good enough in my first three picks where I could have a buffer to take this risk here with the Jets. So That's telling you how much I feel about the week coming up.
Okay, you heard it, folks. He loves his first three picks.
Hey.
All right, with that, we'll end the show. Good luck, man, and we'll talk next week.
All right, man. Good luck. See y'all later.
You too.